Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorites. I'll bang this every once in a while in the car.
This was probably end of your college, beginning of your NFL career?
Yep.
Because this came on in the cellar all the time in Morgantown.
Yep.
Dirt floors and 99-cent pitchers. Underages were up in there.
Were there darts involved?
I smoked so many cigarettes down there, man. There was always.
Were you saying actual darts or cigarette darts?
Probably both.
No darts. No. This was a
club. You throw them at people. You don't throw them at a dartboard.
I picked up a girl who was dancing on a pole there, and her name No, we're good.
What was her name? Like Ginger?
It was Gina. I thought you were about to nail that. It was Gina, and I said, "Hi, dear. What would you like to drink this fine evening?" She said, "I'll have a sex on the beach." And I said, "One grain of sand could ruin the whole thing," which isn't really funny. But she laughed, and then we hung out all night long, and she gave me her number, and she wanted to go to my place, which was right across the street, but I'm a gentleman, and I said no and never saw her again.
Looks like you missed your opportunity, bub. Man.
That's okay.
Is it?
There are many fish in the proverbial sea,
as
they say.
Mm-hmm.
There's also many grains of sand.
Good point by you.
There's also sharks.
Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Speaking of college.
Yes.
Ashanti had some great hits.
Oh, yeah.
I like her better than J-Lo, low-key.
Hmm.
Not, like, personally, like, her music.
J-Lo hasn't aged.
No, God, she looks better now than she did before.
Crazy.
She's got to be a psychopath, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jade on the block?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, she can't keep a guy worth nothing.
Isn't that Hollywood a little
bit? Or can the guy not keep her?
Why are we going back to Ben Affleck? I mean, come on.
Comfortable.
Because she's aged great.
Right. He has not.
No, he aged like a regular dude, which is fine. There's no sins in that. It keeps him real. But he looks like he's been through it. And maybe she put him through it. Speaking of college, and we'll get into some of Mark Caboli's hot takes he dropped on Joe Starkey yesterday, and we'll react to them. But College Football 26 came out with their top 25 toughest places to play. Which is always fun because you're playing the game and you're on the road and then everything starts shaking and your quarterback, you're looking over and where the X button's supposed to be, there's all these question marks. Like your freshman quarterback walks up into Death Valley. It's just like you're vibrating. You have no idea. The controller's going nuts. I love that. Number one, Tiger Stadium, Death Valley. I've been there. It is spectacular. I was in the upper deck on one side of the stadium. The other side of the stadium looks like it's in a different zip code.
Hmm.
It is so big, and when it gets going, the place shakes. It was unbelievable. I'll give you the top 10. Beaver Stadium, number 2. Ohio Stadium, I was there. That wasn't too loud for me, and that was at a Michigan game. Sanford Stadium in Georgia was 4. Bryant-Denny Stadium, Alabama, 5. Memorial Stadium, Death Valley, Clemson, 6th. The Swamp, 7. Gaylord Family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, that's 8th. I've heard that place isn't too loud either, kind of wine and cheesy. Autzen Stadium in Oregon, 9, and Michigan, which is the big house, which I've also heard isn't that loud because of the way it's designed, was number 10.
I'm still a little surprised about Clemson. It's not that big.
No?
No. It gets loud, but it's kind of it's a little wine and cheesy, like very southern hospitality there.
Wearing polos.
Neyland Stadium should be up there, Tennessee.
12th.
You talk about massive.
So that's why I wanted to bring this up to you guys.
Well, don't they hold the most?
It's like 108,000. I mean,
it's big.
I was in that radio booth. I have never felt farther away from the field.
Was Billy having a tough time?
No. It was one of the best games. It was such a good football game.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. And plus, that whole area around there in Knoxville is awesome.
If I may, would you say, and this is June, we can talk about whatever we want. Would you say that was Kenny Pickett's coming out game? Like, coming out game?
I think that was, like, the I'm real game.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, I'm for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's complete.
Yeah, he was throwing it on a BB from one hash to the opposite side of the field, and I went, oh, damn, this guy has improved. And this is after you, Doran, said he was going to be a top five player in the country.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
That was a great prediction because he had, I mean, he had a so-so career before then.
He was the third-ranked player in the country, if you trust the Heisman.
I think
voting.
You might have actually said third, and I think you might have it pinned atop your Twitter. I'll go check that out.
I think...
But I want to bring this up to you because you guys have been on the road for all these games, and then obviously you played in a lot of difficult stadiums.
That environment against them, that was the beginning of Tennessee becoming a perennial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, they played Joe Milton earlier in that game.
That's right. He sailed all kinds of footballs. Oh,
he overthrew Jalen Hyatt by 42 yards, and I was like,
if he connects, Pitt doesn't, you know.
No, it's 28-0.
Right.
I mean, I think we fumbled the opening kickoff.
Yep.
So it was not good.
And the place is rocking, huh?
Oh, rocking.
What do you think of what's your opinion of Notre Dame? Like, not as a fan. I know you previously were a fan, but just the atmosphere whenever you're playing there.
It's good. It's tradition. I wouldn't say
it's not too crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all.
Uh-uh.
Like, it's not as crazy as Milan Puskar Stadium in West Virginia. That's crazy.
There's hate there.
Blacksburg's not up there. I mean, Lane Stadium is rocking.
Oh, my goodness.
And that place is dead vertical.
Oh, like,
it just goes straight up.
Like,
and when they do Enter Sandman, have you been there for that?
Have not.
Oh, man.
I get chills.
Yep.
Because I'm in that booth, and I'm like half wanted to jump myself, and I'm like, I can't do it.
You guys been to Wisconsin?
We're going there. Going there.
Camp Randall.
We're going there in 26, actually.
We're going there?
We play there first, and then we play at...
In Ireland.
Ireland.
Real quick, Doran, Kenny Pickett.
Is that out there yet?
Top five quarterback in the country after last season, ran a 4.67 at the combine, which you predicted both of those things. And then you wrote, can I make it 3-for-3? With the 20th pick of the 2022 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Kenny Pickett, quarterback, University of Pittsburgh.
I'm the Kenny Pickett connoisseur.
Out there. It's out there.
Okay.
The Wisconsin game?
Yeah, 2027 season in Ireland, yeah.
Pat's career just flashed before his eyes.
No, it didn't. I feel
good. In Ireland, yeah, and the one in Ireland's out there.
Yeah, that's out there.
Yeah, we scheduled the series with them a long time ago, so the 26 games have been out there.
Camp Randall, 15th on that list. No, Virginia Tech,
not on the list.
Not on the list.
You know why it's not on the list?
That might be the number one.
They haven't been good.
That's why we might not be on the list, and maybe we don't deserve to be on the list. And by we, I mean West Virginia. Thanks, Neil Brown, you jag. What was the toughest place you guys played in?
Toughest place we played in? I tell you, a low-key place that's hard to play is Iowa. Michigan State was hard.
Kinnick.
I was going to say Michigan State.
Michigan State. Kinnick Stadium's awesome. And then, like, honestly, and you can call me whatever you want, the Children's Hospital thing works against you. Like, they just got great mojo there. I mean, they're scoring 8 points a game and they're winning. And it's just great juju.
Here is Desmond King for the lone touchdown of the game.
Yeah, we
punt return.
We played them. I want to say it was in
2013.
It was Pat's first year, so 2015. We played them on the road.
There was a walk off field goal a couple of years before that too.
That was the walk off field goal.
That was it.
Kid hit a 57 yarder, but they had a guy that was, I think he might have been injured in duty or something that. And he took his first steps on the field.
You're kidding me.
In like the third quarter.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, this is awesome. This is why sports are great. And then I remember thinking to myself, it's going to be really hard to win this game just with that happening. Like, it was.
Well, they're really appealing to the football gods there.
Don't they have a pink locker rooms for visitors?
I think they still have them. Yeah. Yeah. Iowa was great. Michigan State, all those Big Ten venues. Your place, I mean, Morgantown's a. Unbelievable environment. I mean, it's
when they're good, yeah.
It's an unbelievable environment. Notre Dame is just. We played there when it was grass, and the field was crowned more than any field I've ever seen in my life. Like, literally, looked like you were playing on top of a small hill.
So you'd look across and you just see Charlie Weiss's head.
Yeah, like,
on the other side.
Like, I would look over there and like, Derek Turner looked like he was 5'8", even though he was 6'3", because he was like sunken into the ground. You want to know something wild too?
Yes.
Speaking of Notre Dame, I might have said this last week. Maybe I didn't. Our Notre Dame game this year will be 50 years to the day to the day that Dorsett ran for 303 against
you did
them.
Bring that up.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
crazy is that?
It's crazy.
You think Desmond Reed might have a game?
I'm gonna tote that thing a little bit that
little
day.
Bit.
See if he can break the old record. Might be tough to do against that front.
Didn't Izzy break it?
He had more touchdowns in the game. He had six touchdowns in the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he ran for 303.
Was that against Duke?
That was against Virginia Tech.
Ah, dang.
I thought Izzy might have broken. Oh,
yeah, he could scoot.
Yeah, he could run.
My God, that guy was lightning. Yeah, just to round out the list, Doak Campbell Stadium, Florida State.
Yeah.
That tough, Florida State?
See, this year we go there. We played there in 20. We did the game remote. We did the game from the Peterson Event Center studio.
How hard was that?
Actually,
I
shouldn't say that. I know I hated not being there. It was actually really easy because we had the broadcast, and then I had the All-22 film. So I had like the All-22 film on my iPad, and the broadcast was on a big screen. So I actually saw the play before the play happened on the broadcast. We were doing the radio broadcast off the TV broadcast, but I saw the live stream on the on the All-22 first. So I knew what happened.
So you were breaking it down like you were Rain Man.
I was like totally ahead of the game. It's awesome. So I've tried to get the All-22 in venue too, so I could see it. But only so many iPads are allowed in venue to have the All-22. And they're not going to give the radio color analyst. I understand.
You got some pull.
I got pull, but I also don't want to cost us a scholarship or something because we.
Pretty good point. I was totally underwhelmed by Notre Dame when I went a couple of years ago. They don't serve booze, and I was not adequately prepared.
Yeah, it turns out they don't serve booze, and you can't smoke cigarettes in venues, so Crowley doesn't like it.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. If there was one place that I wish I could have played in, it'd probably be Happy Valley. Like, if we would have loved to play Penn State during our time. I would want to play up there. I wouldn't even want to play.
It is a great environment. They desperately needed to do the renovations they're doing now.
That press box was ridiculous.
Terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, and you had to leave the venue. Like pregame, I was doing some stuff with donors and stuff. You had to leave the stadium to get up to the suites. You have to exit the stadium.
You had to do that in New England. Not leave the stadium, but you had to.
It's just been kind of like an erector set, how they've put it together over the years. But I can't hate on the game day environment. It's as good as it gets.
Yes, Dom?
You started laughing, so I started laughing. Yeah,
did you laugh at a rector, dude?
No,
you laugh. Know what an erector set is?
He yes. doesn't.
No, yes, I do. Crowley
he
started
still plays
laughing.
With him.
I.
That's a good one. Good one.
You guys are incredibly immature.
I swear.
Mature.
I can understand why anybody would think that I laughed at a rector set, but I actually didn't. And he's back there laughing at a rector set.
No, because I thought Crowley was laughing, so I started laughing.
He definitely was laughing.
Grow up. No, that one didn't get me. It's getting me now.
Yeah.
It didn't get me then. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, Mark Cabali dropped a pair of hot...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Takes. You ever seen this music video?
Yes.
Just naked on a wrecking ball?
Yes.
That's gotta violate some kind of code, I would think.
What code?
You probably can't ride a wrecking ball, like on a construction site. That can't be good.
I don't think she was on a construction site. She was like in a big room. She could do whatever she wants. She's Miley Ray Cyrus.
Weird video.
She had a weird period. I feel like she's kind of leveled out. Unlike Britney.
Oh. Yeah, Britney's gone.
That's a shame.
It's a total shame.
Yeah, it's sad.
Bad parents.
Those kid stars, man.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Bad parents.
Seriously.
The dad was the, what's her name?
Yeah, he was. She was in a conservatorship.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He took care of all of her stuff and like had to go through him. He kind of like messed her up.
Back in the day, her and Timberlake, I mean, they were the hottest damn thing. They got together.
Christina Aguilera.
She's from here.
Plum? Yeah.
No, North Allegheny.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Where did she graduate? Doesn't matter. Why would you know that information?
Don't know.
I didn't know she was from here until we started working together.
Yep.
I have a big blind spot in that, knowing North if Allegheny, celebrities are from Pittsburgh or not. All right, Cavalli was on yesterday with Joe Starkey, and he dropped a couple of takes. Here's one.
I think they'll be in the mix to win the division. I still think that they're a 11-win team, probably on the high end. Was that 11-6? And I think they'll be in the conversation for the division up until December again. So, was there another part of that? Just division in that?
Well,
no, I think they'll make the playoffs.
Are they going to win a playoff game? Or at least be competitive in one?
Yes, considering if Aaron Rodgers is still there, I think that's where the Aaron Rodgers situation comes in hit right now is I think he'll give them a better chance to win a playoff game at quarterback than anybody they had since Ben.
Nobody said that Mark is concise. He dropped in an at in the middle of that too. And I'm sure at any moment now he's going to text me like he always does, just F you.
Yep.
I think undoubtedly Aaron Rodgers gives them the best chance to win a playoff game since Ben retired. But the defense has been maybe even the biggest offender in these playoff games. And Rodgers could be playing really good football by the end of the year if the defense wilts the way it has in previous seasons. It don't matter who's back there. So I will say, yeah, Rodgers is their best opportunity that they've had since Ben, but they do got to clean it up on the defensive side, and having an effective offense could help with that.
I mean, said it 100 times. It's all about matchup. And I feel like the matchups that they've drawn the last couple of years just don't fit exactly what they're doing at all. Like, they had no answer on defense for Josh Allen, clearly. Not many people do. And they had no answer for Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson.
Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Like,
that's a tough draw.
Yeah.
That's a tough draw. But that also goes back to you got to take care of business during the season. And there was multiple times throughout the last 3 years that they didn't take care of business during the season. And that's why they got the draw that they did. I mean, you think about two years ago, whenever they lost to the Patriots and they lost to the Cardinals, two of the worst teams in the NFL at the time. You beat those two teams, you don't get the Bills.
They'd have been in the division hunt at the end of the season.
Yes.
That game against Baltimore, had they won those games, would have been for the division championship.
You said that his takes were like groundbreaking.
There's a hotter one.
Because I think they're very commonsensical takes by Mr. Cavalli. I agree with him.
All right, show's over.
No, I just like...
He was waiting for something.
I was expecting something like a little bit
juicy.
More juicy. And that's nothing against Cavalli. It's more of an offense against you.
All right, I knew that. That's why I'm perturbed and offended. Here's Cavalli on Caleb Johnson. We'll play this one now.
He might not be a 1,000-yard rusher this year, but if we're looking in 4 years from now, I bet you he has better numbers than Najee Harris 4 years from now. You know, you add those 4 years up, first four for Najee and the first four for Caleb, I think it's going to be much better.
Najee Harris, 4 consecutive seasons of over 1,000 yards rushing, 4,312 yards in his career, 28 touchdowns, 6 receiving touchdowns, 1,200 receiving yards. Do we agree with Mark that through 4 years, Caleb Johnson will have a better career than Najee Harris?
No, I don't. But it will look different. It'll look more pleasing than Najee Harris did in his 4 years. It'll look better, but it'll be around the same.
Can I ask a related question? Will Jaylen Warren be here for those 4 seasons?
No. He won't be here the whole time, I wouldn't think.
I think this is his last year.
Then yes.
He's going to come out to a slower start than Najee statistically because they're going to be splitting a lot of the carries.
Yeah. And Jalen's going to get a lot of the workload, and deservedly so.
And Kenneth Gainwell could be your third down back.
Right. I think you could make the argument in hindsight that James was a better tailback than Najee. He's been a much better player. over the course of his NFL career over time than Najee. I don't think you could argue that Arizona is a better situation for a running back than Pittsburgh. Mm. So they made a mistake on that one, just in terms of production. However, you could say that this is a better situation that you're walking into as a rookie than Najee was.
Definitely.
In order to kind of, because Najee probably went from playing at Alabama to, you know, playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the AFC North.
You had a bad coordinator. You had a not good offensive line. You had Pickens and Deontay.
Yeah, what was Ben doing?
You had the late stage of Ben, right, where he was only allowed to really be Ben,
right,
in the fourth quarter of those games. If I'll phrase it this way, if Caleb Johnson, after 4 years, when he's set to become a free agent, has the numbers that Najee had, I think it's not a great pick. And I know he's not a first-round, right, pick, but you don't need to make first-round picks at running back. I mean, you think about some of the great players in the NFL right now, they're not all first-round picks. I mean, Saquon Barkley, yes. Derrick Henry, no. Alvin Kamara was a third-round pick.
Yep.
Like, if you take a quarterback in the first three rounds, I'm expecting that guy to be really damn good. And Najee was not a bad player here. I think he was maybe slightly above average. I want this guy to be better than that. He's supposedly a fit for the system. He's got more breakaway speed than Najee Harris. If this is what it looks like 4 years from now, he's averaged 3.9 yards per carry. I'm not going to say it's a disaster or anything like that, but I think he hadn't lived up to
that. That's what I want to see, is the explosion. I mean, how many times did Najee just take one to the house? We've seen Derrick Henry do it a bunch. Saquon's done it a bunch. They relied upon Jaylen Warren to provide that spark.
Yep.
Whereas you had the 4, 5, 6 yard, 10, 15 yard gain from Najee. You never had the breakaway. That would be where Johnson, even if he doesn't have the same statistics, if he has a couple 40, 50 yard touchdown runs that change games, which they do, then that's a big upgrade.
It's a cheat code.
How much better do you want him to be, though? I mean, you just talked about Najee's numbers. Like, how much better does Caleb Johnson need to be for it not to be a disappointment?
He needs to be a game breaker.
They need to score more, which means he needs to score touchdowns.
And how many touchdowns does Najee have? 28?
Yeah. Never more than 8 in a season. 7, 7, 8, 6.
Yeah, how many were more than 15 yards?
Very few.
Very few.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see. And that's the game within the game, right? Is being, because you can defend guys differently. I mean, listen, when you're playing a team and they have to score in 13, 14 play drives, it's hard to do that. It is hard to do that because one of those plays is bound to be a negative play. But if you have a guy that can rip off 50 in one jaunt, I mean, that's different. And the best in the league do that. Even the biggest in the league do that.
Yep.
Derrick Henry. I mean, he ran away from Buffalo in that opener. Ran away. When Najee do that? Never. Never. And Caleb Johnson's got more speed.
The one thing that really gets me excited about Caleb Johnson, and I know that it's different in college via the pros, but yards per carry against stacked boxes, best yards per carry in all of college football last year. Mm-hmm. Ain't no one scared of the pass when you're playing at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the friggin' wishbone.
I mean, they had 14 guys in the box, and he had the best yards per carry. Now, Najee, I think, was a victim of that, too. Like, the circumstance matters. And we talked about him coming in and it not being an ideal situation. And that's the most rushing yards he had in a season, and he had Ben. He never had a quarterback as good as Ben after that. And he also went up against the stacked box all the time because no one respected the Steelers' running game. So I do want to be fair to Najee, and he was also durable, and he also never fumbled the football. But I need a guy to be an impact player. And I don't think Najee was necessarily an impact player.
No.
He was a fine player.
He's a good player.
Yeah. But he didn't get paid either. Like, I think the league is looking at Najee Harris as an underwhelming first-round pick, too, because he would have got more money if he were thought of as an impact guy.
I mean, there's so many running backs out there that are, you know, of lesser of the guys, the top guys, that are more of impact players than Najee. Like, you think of somebody like Austin Eckler is a thousand times more impact player than Najee Harris, and he's not even one of the top backs. Like, there's a lot of them. I mean, James Cook, impact player. I mean, you honestly go through almost every team, they have an impact running back.
Yep.
At least the majority of teams. Now, Dallas doesn't, obviously, the Bears, not really with Swift, but, like, there are some guys, like, you think about an Aaron Jones.
Yes.
From Minnesota that was with the Packers, has a great career. Like, he's an impact player. Like, he could take it the distance. Like, a lot of teams have that guy, and Caleb Johnson has that great opportunity this year to be that guy. So, I want to see them use him, honestly, in different ways, though. I don't want to just see him just have to, you know, just run the football.
That's part of it, too.
Yeah, can we get him in the passing game, too?
Right. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be Le'Veon Bell or anything like that, but that's a second-round pick who obviously became one of the best running backs in football. If Caleb Johnson can scratch the surface of being something like that, can you be useful in the passing game? Najee Harris was nothing more in his career in the passing game than a dump-off guy. And I thought he was a good pass protector and things like that. Again, I'm not trying to poop all over Najee, but if Caleb Johnson has a career in 4 years that mirrors that of Najee Harris, I think people should be bummed out. People texting, and he had 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Yeah, that's not nothing. I'm not saying it's not nothing, but it also ain't what it used to be in a 17-game season.
Right.
412-928-9370. Here's a text. Want to talk about a crazy take? Joe said Malkin was more talented than Sid. Come on, Joe. I think when Malkin was at the height of his powers, when Malkin wanted to take over a game or a series, he was a more dominant player than Sid. Consistency wasn't always there with Geno. He doesn't affect the game 200 feet the way that Sid does and did. But when he wanted to take over that Cap series in 09 and he wanted to take over that Carolina series in 2009, there wasn't a player on earth who was touching him at the height of his powers, I don't think.
There's facts around this. If Malkin didn't have Sid and Malkin was just the guy, how talented would he be and how much would he do?
It's like Pippen and Jordan.
If Sid didn't have Malkin, would Sid still be as talented as he was? Yes.
I think Geno, same thing.
You think Geno would be just as talented as Sid if he didn't have Sid?
I don't
on
know
the top
that,
line.
I don't know that he win. I mean, they didn't play together. They played on the power play. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm saying, like, if Malkin was the guy, that's it.
I think he would have been the guy, yeah.
You think he would have been just as talented as Sid if Sid was just the guy and didn't have Malkin?
No, I think Sid's the better player and has had the better career. But when Malkin was playing at his absolute best, I would have taken him over anybody in the league.
Over Sid playing at his absolute best?
Oh, I'd take Sid every day of the week.
Sid affected the game a different way because he would put up the points and was also a 200-foot player.
Yeah, he's more versatile.
But taking over a game or series...
Offensively?
Offensively.
Yeah, that's a very specific...
He's the closest thing we've seen of Mario since Mario, just the way that he played. And when he wanted to be that offensive force, it was incredible. So I like what I'm saying is I can understand where Joe's coming from. Obviously, you'd take Sid. 100 times out of 100. But...
I'm talking just purely talent, too. Like, that's what the question was, right?
That's tough.
Pure talent.
That's tough for me, too. Like, I think it does work is... Let's talk about this a little bit more coming up next. We stumbled into one here. Like, is work ethic part of talent? Or does it just accentuate talent? Because no one's outworking Sid. And Sid got better at things that were deficiencies, too.
Work ethic is not talent.
Okay. Well, let's get into this a little bit more coming up next. Then we got a quiz Dom at the end of the hour here.
Do we have time?
Yes. We can do whatever we want.
We don't have time, actually.
We don't. We messed the clock up.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. We can go. We can bleed over 9 o'clock. We're talking about Starkey. You might as well treat the clock like Starkey does.
Okay.
It's all good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This always reminds me of The Office. Michael Scott pulls up in his convertible. He goes, "It's Britney, B-word." I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word. Steer clear of it. All right, Starkey says Malkin. This is secondhand. I don't know what he actually said. I don't know that this is actually an opinion that Joe holds. But Joe said Malkin more talented than Crosby. Now, when Crosby was all hurt, Geno won the MVP, and it seemed like at times they were actually better when the other guy was out. Like, they felt like they had to carry the mantle. I think Crosby's the better player. Geno could do stuff Sid couldn't do, and Sid can do a lot of stuff that Geno can't do.
They're different.
They're different.
They're very different.
They're way different.
Crosby's a far more consistent player.
Without question. And a guy that when he has a bad game, he doesn't have a bad game.
Because
he's still going to defend. And he's going to front pucks. And he's going to make the right play on the wall. And he's going to dump it into the right spot. When Gino has a bad game, you lose 6-3. Because for 20 minutes, he's going to give the puck away 8 million times. Like the 09 playoffs, you go back and look, he led the league in takeaways and giveaways. He's kind of like your favorite player growing up, Brett Favre.
Yeah. Here's how I look at it. Can I make a golf analogy? Sidney Crosby's Tiger Woods. Geno's Phil Mickelson. Crazy stuff. Will make heroic shots and plays, but the guy that's going to win every time is Crosby. Like, he's the killer. He's the winner. The talent, I see what Joe's saying.
I see what he's saying, too, for sure.
The talent, the flash, the style points.
Style points. That's a great way of putting it.
The crazy goals. Like, Jordan, I want to get your opinion. Geno's highlight tape might be as good as Sid's.
Yeah.
His highlight tape.
Yeah.
But if you watched watched a full game, Sid's the better player.
Right.
Great problem to have.
I think Sid hates this. Sidney Crosby is the best grinder of all time. Like, Sidney Crosby could play on a third line. He could play on a fourth line because he just does all the little things.
Yeah, he's just...
And you can't get the puck off him in the
corners. Faster, stronger.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Durant and Kawhi Leonard. Like, right. Kawhi Leonard is going to... Like, he's going to play defense. He's going to, you know, grind it out. But he's going to be so consistent all the time.
But
like,
when you need Sid to take a game over and score a goal on his back or off his knee, or he can do it.
And he always did have the flair for the dramatic, too, like Mario did. Mario comes back from his retirement, and he has a goal and an assist. Crosby comes back against the Islanders. He has the backhand roof job and then says the F word very loudly and clearly on Canadian television. So really, splitting hairs, and I don't think anybody would argue that Malkin's a better player. Like, Sid's a top five of all time, and I don't know, where's Malkin? Top 30? Top 35? Top 40? I don't know, but not top five.
So throw Jágr into the discussion.
Man. I heard Malzy say the other day, Jágr the second best Penguin of all time. I think you have to agree.
I mean, better than Sid?
Third best, excuse me. Yeah, thank you.
Second, jeez.
Thank you for that. That would have been the hot... We would have spent all day talking about that. That was my bad.
You would have gotten crushed.
I was like,
what? I had Brittany on the mind, sorry.
Sidney's career plus minus is plus 197. Malkin's is plus 28.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a massive difference.
Jágr won so many scoring titles, I do think he's the third best Penguin.
Fair or unfair? Crosby more like Lemieux, Malkin more like Jágr?
I think they're all different.
All different.
Jágr and Sid both have that big ass.
Jágr's big, though. He's tall.
Big.
He's
so
as tall as Malkin.
So is Gino.
And Lemieux was tall. Lemieux and Gino have similarities based on their size and kind of the lanky.
Have you ever seen Crosby's legs?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Saquon-like.
Saquon-like.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just like, you're not going to move him.
That's an $8.7 million derriere is what that is. And Jágr had that, too. They all have some similarities, some differences.
Tookus,
yeah. Better word for butt, tookus or derriere? Dom?
Tookus.
Tookus is fun to say. But derriere is like a classic.
Mm-hmm. Dom, I thought you were going to chime in with the Carrier Dome as one of the hardest venues to play in.
Come on.
Because you nearly pass out when you go in there and it's 7,000 degrees.
Yeah, no air conditioning. Hot dog costs $23.
Which is ironic because it's like named after an air conditioner.
It used to be. Dump.
It's a dump.
All right, we're going to quiz intern Dom coming up next.
Oh, boy.
And I thought I was giving him hints before the show on what it would be, and then you came in here and had a different idea, so you have no idea what's coming. And you got no shot. And there were a few of these that I didn't know. I think Doran knew them all, but I didn't know a couple of these. So we'll save some face on the front end.
Pat might be good at this, too.
Pat's going to crush it. Oh, that means it's time to quiz intern Dom, who's filling in for Nicholas Harry Callis. Somebody texted during the break and asked if we canned Callis because of the weird picture he posted on Twitter, and the answer is no. He was just taking a picture of the pool.
Huh.
He's a big fan of the Green Tree Pool. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you can check it out yourself. We're not going to discuss it any further. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Dom, good luck. Doran, take it away.
Are you ready, Dom?
No, I suck at trivia.
Oh, you suck at trivia. Great. Well.
Great attitude.
This Thursday, for Dom, this is what we have. All-time single-season Big East records in football. All-time single-season Big East records in football. You are a student at Syracuse. You should get this. This should be in your wheelhouse. Are you ready?
This isn't in my wheelhouse.
It should be.
My wheelhouse.
It should be. Listen, Syracuse was once where? In the Big East?
Yeah, it was back when like Lincoln was president.
Okay. Jeez. You have 10 questions. Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Who is the all-time leader in passing yards? There's nobody that goes past the year 2000 that is on this list.
Okay. All-time passing yards leader.
No, they're all after the year 2000.
After, sorry, yeah. Before. Yeah, yeah. There's nobody that's before the year 2000 that is on this list.
What year were you born, by the way?
2003.
Lord have mercy.
Donovan McNabb.
That is incorrect. Damn. The correct answer is Geno Smith.
Yeah, Geno.
2011.
Hail.
West Virginia.
This is going to go well.
WVU.
Who's the all-time single-season leader in receiving yards? In the Big East?
Receiving yards, you say? Marvin Harrison.
That is incorrect.
I like his little ploy he's got going over there, though.
He's going with mostly guys that played before the year 2000.
Correct.
Also that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
McNabb
even,
and Harrison are both 90s.
Patrick Bostic. It is Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Larry.
University of Pittsburgh. 2003.
I probably should have had that one.
So there is one, I will say, that it is before the year 2000, but it's one of the last questions. All right, rushing yards, all-time single-season leader. You want me to give you a clue?
Please.
I know this one.
I wouldn't have guessed this one.
UConn.
A UConn running back.
You can phone an intern, RJ, too, but he was probably born in 2007.
Oh, my God.
No, he doesn't know either. Can I phone Pat?
Yeah. Donald Brown.
There you go.
Donald Brown.
Donald Brown. Yes.
What is
first
this?
Round pick. He was a great running back.
Played for the Colts. Peyton Manning once famously yelled at him, "Damn it, Donald!" Great clip.
Next question. Passing touchdowns. Would you like a clue?
Yeah, please.
He is from Pittsburgh.
He is from Pittsburgh, you say. From Pittsburgh in the Big East. All-time passing touchdowns leader.
It's single season, not all-time.
Single season, thank you.
That should help your cause.
They're all single season.
Yep.
They're all single season.
I would not have known this one. It makes sense after you hear it.
Right.
But I was a little bit surprised by this. Probably shouldn't have been.
I can't even think of anybody.
Pat?
Is it Rod Rutherford?
It is Rod Rutherford.
Rod
University
Rutherford.
Of Pittsburgh.
37.
2 for 2.
Next question. Rushing touchdowns. Would you like a clue?
Now, please.
He wore number 2. In 2002.
The year before you were born.
Wore number 2 in 2002.
Can I give him another clue?
Yes.
Blew out his knee real bad.
Yep.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee.
Miami. 2000.
I should have had that one, actually. Yeah.
Next question. You're doing really good, Dom.
Thank you.
Total tackles, single season leader. Would you like a clue?
Yeah.
He is from Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania.
The number is absurd, too. It's 151 tackles.
Miss Aaron Donald.
That is incorrect.
Scott McKillop.
It is Scott McKillop.
Okay.
One of our teammates.
That's over 10 tackles a game.
Yeah.
You're not going to get this one.
Such a good player.
Oh, ye of little faith, Doran.
You're not going to get this one. This is probably the hardest one. Who's the leader single season in sacks? He went to Louisville in 2005. Played defensive end.
Lamar Jackson.
Played defensive end.
That was a joke, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Elvis Dumervil. 2005. Louisville.
Yeah, okay.
Louisville.
20 sacks.
Yeah.
Next question. Who leads the Big East in single-season interceptions?
Darrell Revis?
No. Would you like a clue?
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
He played for the U.
Of Miami.
Correct. Safety.
Ed Reed?
Oh. Incorrect.
Sean Taylor?
Correct.
There you go. Hey.
Yes!
Sean Taylor.
Yes!
2003.
Third guess. Third time's a charm. Boom.
These last two, you should get. You should get these last two.
Great.
Second all-time single-season leader in passing yards per attempt. This one is before the year 2000.
Second all-time?
Second all-time.
Second all-time before the year 2000. Is this Donovan McNabb?
It is Donovan McNabb.
Oh!
It is Donovan McNabb.
You give him the Syracuse layups at the end. I love it.
It is Donovan McNabb. Good job. Donovan McNabb also played basketball for Syracuse.
That's two in a row, baby.
Last but not least, who is 12th all-time in receiving touchdowns in the Big East?
I'm trying to think if you're going Syracuse, if you're going yourself. I'm going to say Doran Dickerson.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yes. 3 for 3. You finished strong, Dom. Good job.
Let's go, baby.
12th all time.
12th all time. Tied for 12th.
You know the best part about that?
If I would have caught some of those touchdowns and I dropped, I would have been higher.
No, the best part about that is you'll never move.
That is true.
You're going to stay at 12th.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
How? Why would you move?
If somebody. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't.
No, Big East.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, true.
I love when the ACC network will like tweet out this ACC moment brought to you by Raising Cane's. And it's, I don't know, Antonio Bryant going up over some UConn defender. Like, what a great ACC matchup that was.
AB. 20th anniversary of his, or 25th anniversary of his Biletnikoff this year.
So when we were putting this together, you go back and you look. So single season yards leaders in Big East history, Pitt had 1, they had 3, they had 4, they had like 6 and 12, littered with Panthers.
Of course.
Texter writes in, hearing Dom fail at trivia is giving me so much joy.
I appreciate that, guy.
You finished strong, Dom.
Where's Steve Slayton on these lists?
He's in there somewhere. He's in there.
What about Tavon Austin?
All-purpose yards, yeah.
Stedman Bailey's up there.
Stedman Bailey's a good player. That was Geno's main guy.
But in his final season, they were in the Big 12. Whenever he got 26 touchdowns. Stupid. They brought to you. It was not a Biletnikoff.
Did I ever tell you about the time I played golf with Major Harris?
No.
At Shenley?
He didn't get hurt on the 18th hole, did he? Like he did in the championship game against Notre Dame. That's not a fair shot at him. I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
Sorry, Mage.
Jeez. Mage. There's fortunately there's only 9 holes at Shenley.
Joke's on me.
Only played till halftime.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Nice guy.
Way back in the day, man. We just stumbled upon each other and played 9 holes together.
Did you talk about?
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
We had a great time. Great time.
Brashear.
Yep.
What a player.
What a
before
player.
His time.
Before his time.
Yep.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Partly sunny today. Chance of thunderstorms, which I kind of feel like we need again. High of 87, low of 71. Coming up next, we've just passed the halfway part of the Pirate season, which means we could do a stereotypical half a year in review of the Buccos, and we'll do that. Pat, are you game for that? A little Bucco talk.
I'm ready.
Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.